sometimes it just falls in our lap. And we've received, you want to get behind the curtain here? We'll get behind the curtain here. This is why we listen to you, the listener. We listen to ourselves in here. And if someone feels like consulting, that's fine. Give us a piece of paper. I'll look at it. And then if I run out of TP, guess what I'm doing with it? We've been told in the past, hey, you guys have a tendency to get a little fart heavy in here sometimes, to the point where we actually did a fart-free week about a month or two back. And it was just the light of Rick's life when we didn't play farts for 3.5 days. Well, we went pretty hard on them this week, and I think they were used appropriately during something we called the Fart Symphony. Josh, what was the song that you played at the time?
It was called, it was something from the 60s.
Was it the...
There were two songs I played. One was... Bam, Mike, you loaded them. What were...
Jump on it.
Yeah, that's the one.
Jump on it.
I was trying to... I missed it when it happened live at the very beginning, but were you just randomly playing those songs, or was there a reason you played those songs?
I originally wanted to play them the day after the election, as a celebration... of whoever won. But they that didn't happen. So.
You are the master of the non sequitur with a song that will make you laugh, and the entire time you're laughing, you're thinking, why are you playing this? But I'm so glad you did.
Yeah.
And in the middle of it, I'll drop a fart sound effect, and then I started messing with some settings over here, and I realized, hey, I can actually play along. And not only did I play along, some of them actually kind of held pitch. They actually held like the notes with the notes that were playing. Oh, and the Fart Symphony was born. I painted my masterpiece. Here it is now, behind the curtain. The Fart Symphony was born this week.
Well, the daughter of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, 16-year-old Willow Smith, has released a new song meant to encourage those upset about the election results. Willow Smith calls the ballad November 9th and captioned the track, "I wrote this song on the day of the election. Peace and revelations to all." Run it!
It's mystical.
We wish her the very best.
I wonder if you would have played it first, had he not told us who it was.
Yes.
What would we have thought?
Oh, might it have colored my opinion knowing it was one of the yes. weirdo Smith kids?
Yes, we were already kind of set up. If we had heard it without knowing, would we have been like, man, that's right, without knowing, going into it knowing it was Willow?
Yeah. Is there a video attached to this thing also? Because I remember that last one where she was like flailing around in the woods and she's got the face paint on. And
well, let me do that with another song.
Okay,
how about that?
Okay.
A blind taste test.
Yeah, blind taste.
I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. I think it's wonderful and how that people are finally getting together.
Is this Kid Rock?
I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together.
Is this Adele? Pot on the center of a campus commune.
That's Friend and Lover with Reach Out of the Darkness.
I knew a man that I did not care for, and then one day this man gave me a call. We said,
Reach Out. See, it's
a jam.
Yeah. It's kind of catchy.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Now that was when music was music.
Okay, here's one more for you.
Please.
Damn, don't make me dance.
do this.
All right. You already know. Willow Smith.
Yeah, that is...
That's actually a very good idea. I will do that in the future.
I love that.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So we don't color our opinion. I mean, there could be the new Metallica's Battery, but if you told me that like Sublime did it, I'd just be like, eh.
And Yoko Ono has her own way of dealing with Trump's election through scream therapy.
Sounds like she's spending the night with the Scotster.
Oh, he ripping me in half. Where have I heard something similar to that before? I'm trying.
Can you find Zach too? Where's Zach?
Oh, Zach! Oh, Zach screamed. I should probably end at that.
No,
point.
No, no.
How can we go forward? It's
got so much left to do.
Okay,
go ahead. Oh, that was how many there?
That was 25 Yoko Onos. This is 100 Yoko Onos.
Oh man, hit me one more with that song one more time, Josh.
Very, very good.
I think it's so groovy now that people are finally getting together. Things
I can't breathe.
I needed that. Oh, my God. My eyes are watering. Oh, yeah.
Management must be so proud.
They're really proud of us right now.